contingently or as a result of bad habits, as a result of bad upbringing, as a result of disease or injury, as a result of a weak character, human psychology, ethics, philosophy, politics, and religion. Everybody was mad, or everybody was absurd, or everybody was drunk, or everybody was hopelessly and irremediably stupid. Thomas Aquinas is the famous and great doctor of the church, whose scholastic philosophy continues to dominate thought within the religious philosophy of the Catholic Church. He was not, however, the most promising of students. Legend has it that he was a large and rather lumbering chap. His classmates referred to him as the dumb ox. Aristotle, a pagan philosopher who died in the 4th century BC, and probably would regard many of the teachings of the Catholic Church as peculiar, and chiefly the customary perspective of some people, quite clearly not Hellenic, or at least not inured to Olympianism. Aristotle becomes important because Aristotle, as far as Thomas Aquinas is concerned, really was onto something. You do get the distinct impression that Thomas Aquinas is sitting in his study, preparing for examinations on Aristotle's philosophy, and wanting to make sure that he gets A's in these things. And deep and enduring respect for Aristotle has him invariably referring to Aristotle not by name, but as simply the philosopher, capital P. And in the 13th century, the church needed about as much help from Roman law and legal procedure as you could ask for. Law in the 13th century, within the Catholic context, was understood to be so full and flourishing an expression of the rational order itself, so much that which bore the mark of the maker on his works, that there was an inextricable connection between legal precepts, the rationality of law, and religious precepts, the rationality of religion itself. Now you might say, well, doesn't this seem to be rather backwards? Started making sounds, the entire world would probably be affected by the resonances.